This 15-minute warm-up is intended for those situations where you might not have time for a full practice that could take anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes. Remember, any reliable warm-up has to address three main elements of your voice: relaxation, breathing, and sound, especially resonance. Instead of addressing those elements separately, we're going to work with them simultaneously as we quickly move through the exercises contained in your basic training. Begin with your feet hip-width apart. Your legs should be parallel, knees relaxed and slightly bent. Are you standing on your whole foot? Can you feel the ground supporting you? Are you standing on your bones? What muscle can you relax today that doesn't need to be working just to keep you upright? Release your head forward and roll down the spine, letting go of the back of your neck, your shoulders, upper, middle, and lower back until you're hanging head downward, and breathe some tension out of your body. Every out-breath relaxes your body even more. And one more time. And roll back up the spine without tensing the back of your neck, without tensing your shoulders or controlling your arms. Take a moment and feel what you've done. Then roll down the spine again, this time making sure you're breathing the whole way down the spine. Hanging head downward, breathe in and sigh out, hey. Invite that sound to relax your body even more. Oh. Letting go. And rolling back up the spine, heavy head, heavy arms, relaxed legs. Take a moment and feel what you've done. Right hand on the back of your neck, right elbow pointing up to the sky, opening up your right side. Letting go of tension in the right side. Breathe into your right side. Invite the in-breath to make more room in that side. Feel both feet on the ground, breathe deeply, lay. How would sound feel with all this openness in your right side? Lie. Highway. And relax your arm and come back to an upright position. Appreciate the difference between your right side and your left side, then left hand on the back of your neck, left elbow pointing up to the sky, opening your left side. Letting go of tension in the left side. Breathe into that side. Imagine the in-breath making more room. Feel the ground, breathe deeply, low. Feeling sound. Allow. Slow down. And relax your arm and come back to an upright position. Hands on your knees, fingers in, elbows out. Relax the back of your neck. Relax your shoulders, your legs, your glutes, and breathe into your back. Every in-breath expands your back. With every breath, try to open some part of your back that hasn't opened before. And when you can imagine more openness in your back, breathe into that space. Hey. Ho. Okay. And relax your arms and roll back to an upright position. Backward shoulder rolls. If you could let go of tension in your shoulder girdle, how wide open and expanded could that area feel? reverse the direction and roll your shoulders forward. Feel both feet on the ground. Breathe deeply. Then roll your shoulders backward in an alternating pattern. Feel the ground. Breathe deeply. May. My. May I go. Reverse the direction. No. Open shoulders. Now. Don't go now. Feeling sound. And relax your shoulders. Float your head over toward the left shoulder and sigh some tension out of the right side of your neck. Letting go of tension in that side. Breathe into the right side of your neck. Feel both feet on the ground. Breathe deeply. Way. Why? Feeling sound. Fly away. And float your head back to an upright position. Take a moment to appreciate the difference between the right side of your neck and the left side. Then head over to the right shoulder, sigh some tension out of the left side of your neck. Letting go of tension in that side, breathing into the left side of your neck, inviting the in-breath to expand that side. Feel both feet on the ground, breathe deeply. Whoa! How would sound feel with all this room in the left side of your neck? Wow. Oh, wow. And float your head back on top of your spine. Relax your head forward, chin resting on your chest. Sigh some tension out of the back of your neck. Breathe into the back of your neck. Imagine every in-breath expanding the back of your neck. Feel both feet on the ground. Breathe deeply. Hey. How would your voice feel with a big open neck? Way. Lay away. And float your head back on top of your spine. Take a moment to enjoy what you've done with your neck and shoulders. Place your thumbs just under your cheekbones on either side of your face and apply gentle pressure to your jaw muscle. Allow your lower jaw to hang loosely open. Feel both feet on the ground. Breathe deeply into your belly. Open and close your jaw several times while you maintain gentle pressure on the jaw muscle. Allow your lower jaw to hang loosely and release the sound "hi." How would sound feel with openness around your jaw? How would your voice feel if you had no lower jaw to get in the way? How now? And relax your arms. Slide your tongue forward so it's resting on your lower lip. Wide, thick, flat, and still. How would openness feel around your tongue? Feel the ground. Breathe deeply. How would sound feel with all this openness around your tongue? breathing sound. And slide your tongue back into your mouth. Breathe deeply into your belly and sigh out. Now add a knee bounce to the sound, freeing the voice. And whoa. Now sigh out way with a shoulder wiggle. Whoa. Flutter the lips. Add voice to that lip flutter. Then release sound forward. Is every vibration of sound moving away from you? Let's sigh out away and bounce the knees at the end, making sure the voice is staying nice and free, especially at the end of the breath. Now do hello with a shoulder wiggle. Hello. Tilt your head back and breathe through the straight pipe. Remember, the pipe is very large, perfectly smooth, so there's nothing in the pipe interfering with the flow of breath going in or going out. When your breath feels open, easy, full, and silent, allow some sound to flow out with the out breath. Remember, a straight pipe has no moving parts. The only thing moving should be breath. And bring your head forward. Two fingers on your lips and hum out an M sound like in Mary. Can you feel sound vibrating on your lips? Two fingers on your nose. Same thing. Can you feel sound vibrations in your nose? Fingertips on the top of your head so you're feeling your skull. Can you feel your head vibrating with the sound of your voice? Now place your hand on your chest and sigh out, way. Can you feel chest vibrations? Why? Place your fingers on your side ribs under your armpits and sigh out, way. Can you feel vibrations in your sides? Why? Now move your hands to your back ribs. Whoa. Can you feel sound vibrating in your back? Why? Now allow your arms to relax at your sides and sigh out the phrase, go away. Where did you feel sound vibrating in your body? Look for those sound vibrations in a different place as you sigh out, say hello. If you have time, you might want to try reading a short piece of text just to apply these skills to language. Then take a moment to identify one skill that you're going to reinforce throughout the day, even when you're around other people, and enjoy your confident voice.